Now let's make two things clear. ISIL is not Islamic. No religion condones the killing of innocents, and the vast majority of ISIL's victims have been Muslim. And ISIL is certainly not a state. Remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ.
U.S. President Barack Obama has said that the crimes of Daesh or ISIS is separate from Islam. And compared what is happening today by the terrorist group to the Christian Crusades of the 14th and 15th centuries. The comments are true and welcomed, however, actions speak louder than words. If Obama has so much respect for Islam and Muslims, then why are the policies that his administration implemented been completely anti-Muslim? To make sentences such as "one must separate Muslims from this and that, ISIS has nothing to do with Islam," usually would mean that the person is aware of the multifaceted aspect of the game taking place in the Middle East and beyond. The game is to tarnish the image of Islam and to create an inhumane and violent face to Islam, although Islam itself says the opposite. Of course, the ultimate goal is to have control over the region. So if Obama really believes that Daesh and Islam is separate, which it most definitely is, and that the terrorist group needs to be destroyed, which it does, then why does he implement the policies that he does? There are only two possible scenarios. One, that he does not believe what he is saying, but wants to do it to appease certain entities, and it fits well into the overall scenario of the game plan itself. Or the second possibility is that he believes what he says but is a pawn and simply a figurehead for those who are really running the American government. Either choice is problematic for Muslims. People are of no interest to Washington, simply policy are implementing their plan. The reality is that the United States wants to increase its interest and control over Muslim countries as well as many other countries in the world. If this means that millions will die or be affected because of the U.S. trying to reach its goal of the new Middle East, which former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton talked about years ago, then so be it. Thus, we see the funding of terrorist groups on the one hand and the dropping of arms allegedly by mistake by the U.S. to Daesh time and time again, though on the other hand, Washington is actually supposed to be fighting against the terrorist group. We see the continual involvement by Washington into Muslim country after Muslim country that basically keeps the region in a constant state of instability, filled with death and destruction. Iraq is one example that since the U.S. invaded the country in 2003, Iraq has not known true stability. The reality is that Obama can speak and pretend that he respects Islam and Muslims, but his actions speak the loudest, and the reality is that through U.S. policies, millions of Muslims throughout the region are suffering, dying, and being persecuted directly because of Washington and its regional allies. So, Mr. Obama, if this is respect for Islam, most Muslims can do without it.